Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get to Show on the Road.
Okay, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hope everybody had a good week. Went by pretty quick for me, and that's always a cool thing. I love it when a week flies by. I don't know if that means that you've been busy or if it you just got into some sort of mental state where you just weren't paying attention. But it kind of flew by for me, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, good for you.
Because I don't really remember being all that busy. But
so, just in a happy place.
Yeah, right. let's see. I was hearing up until just about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago that it was supposed to rain all weekend here in our part of the FLA. And then like 15 minutes ago, it said that, well, no, not so much. Pretty much just like today. Well, we didn't get any rain today. So, you know, right. Who knows what the hell is going to happen.
It's a little breezy.
Right. You know, it clouded up real good today. And I thought, oh, well, here it comes. This is what's going to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. We had a real nice breeze blowing out there and
the
clouds came
over.
In, and I thought, whoa, this must be what they're talking about. And then right before the show, I heard Paul Delgado go, well, no, it's going to be pretty much like it's been all day today.
Last few days.
Yeah, so forget about it. One of the things that I haven't done is I haven't paid any attention to the tropics. Is there anything brewing out there?
There's something
there's something
sitting on us that, you know, 10% earlier today, chance of development.
Like, is it coming off like the coast of Africa? They all come off the coast of Africa,
it's
right?
It's just an area sitting on top of us, which is all this windy, whatever.
So it's already here. It just hasn't developed into anything yet.
And then there is something else.
Where are we name-wise? Do we know where we are name-wise?
I think we're pretty deep.
Gilda.
Where were
Horatio.
We? H-I.
H.
I think we did I.
Imelda. Was it Imelda? That was a guess. That was really good. Imelda. See, I am tuned in. Uh-huh. I'm tuned in.
You are paying attention somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen Mike from Mike Weather's weather page do anything on TikTok. So they either took him off offline or he's just said, "Eh, we're cool."
So yeah, there's.
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little yellow one.
Yeah.
And then the orange one. Let's see what this says. Yeah. Disturbance 2. 50% chance of formation. You know, yeah. Who knows?
Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see, folks. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where what? Local music lives. right?
We got the big eye roll.
Mm-hmm. Always. I don't even look at him. I want to put a screen between us.
He should sit over here.
Yeah, right. He don't know nothing about buttons.
Not those buttons.
Button. Where's the button? Mm-hmm. In the studio this evening, well, it's the usual suspects. Got my blushing bride, Steph, our boy, Tygin, and, of course, little old me, little old Marco over here. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. And, look, I don't know if I – do we still need to say this? We've gotten to a point in the show where we receive a lot more text messages during the show than we do phone calls. We got a phone call for the first time last week from music director Jay Kolb from Sunshine. And it was a great call. Had a lot of fun. But that was the first phone call we've had in a long time.
In a while.
We get quite a few text messages.
Yes. We're a text-based operation.
We're a text-based operation here. And it's cool because we respond to your texts as they come in. And you can text anytime during the show. You can text. Even the cool thing about the text, unlike the calls, if you call when we're on a break, that doesn't work. But you can text during the break and then come back from the break and we can respond to whatever you texted. But anyway, that number again, 727-804-5891. One more time. For the slow folks, 727-804. I'm sorry, 727. Already calling them out.
Scoot this closer.
Yeah, scoot the bell closer, Ty.
Ty's got his hand on the bell.
We're like 7 minutes in, and he's already acting up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. 727-804-5891.
Mm-hmm. Keep up.
Yeah. Anyway, so a lot of things have happened. Just like we talked about the weather situation, that I heard it was going to rain all weekend, and then all of a sudden before the show I heard, well, no, it's going to be a lot like today. So a lot of the things that I had prepared on saying have been debunked.
Good.
Yeah,
well, that's not surprising, so, right?
Because what I wrote down is I was hoping to have information on the P. Diddy sentencing hearing. They went into court around 10, but I haven't heard anything yet. He was found guilty back in July of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He was charged with quite a bit more stuff, but was only found guilty of those two charges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prosecutors were hoping for 11 years. I said in my notes, I think that he'll walk.
Yeah, probably.
Because, as you know, money talks. You know what I'm saying?
He's pretty rich.
Well, right before the show, Mom found out that he actually got 4 years and 2 months behind bars.
Wow.
And he's already been in jail
this whole time.
Yeah, he's already been in jail for about a year, I think, right? He's been in jail for a while.
Seems like it's been about a year.
Yeah, but I mean, he was in jail before July, you know? I'm not sure when he was actually arrested. I don't know. I don't know a lot about P. Diddy. I know that he's got a ton of money. I remember hearing all of the things that he was being charged with, and it seems like he was pretty much of a creepy, kind of a scumbag kind of a guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Just another Epstein.
I guess. But, you know, 4 years, 2 months, if he's already been in jail for, you know, a year already, that works out to be 5 years and 2 months. And
well, he was charged
yeah,
September 17th of 2024. But I don't know if that's exactly when he went to jail.
Oh, my God. So has he been in jail that whole time?
So
Because they, if they're going to charge you, that's pretty much when they put you in jail.
Right.
So
September, yeah. So a year.
Yeah, he's been, yeah, so a year. All right. Anyway, so that's that. So P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Behind bars.
Yes. Yeah.
For 4 years and 2 months longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means what? For a person of his wealth, stature.
Right.
You know, what, 6 months with good time?
Yeah, probably.
Well, what it means is that he personally is not going to be able to be spending any of his money. So all he's like a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So all of his money is just going to be accruing all that interest.
Right.
So he'll be even richer when he gets out.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yay.
System works.
We should charge him for his stay.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, right. Did either of you, and Ty, I know you're a big golf fan.
Oh, yeah.
But did either of you see any of the clips of the PGA Ryder Cup tournament that happened like last weekend?
No.
I haven't even seen the new Happy Gilmore.
Well, this was Happy Gilmore on steroids. So the Ryder Cup is an event that happens once a year. And it basically pits like an American foursome against a European foursome. And sometimes they do it in Europe, and sometimes they do it here, you know, that kind of thing. This year they did it in like upstate New York, in like Farmingham or Farmington, New York, wherever it was. And listen, I've always known golf to be sort of like a sophisticated, genteel game, polite. Played by gentlemen and ladies and that kind of thing.
Soft clapping.
Right, right, right. Yes. Everybody's whispering. Right. I mean, I used to have respectful fans who would silence their whispers when someone held up a sign that said, quiet, please.
Right.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please.
Right. Even the announcers would whisper.
Right.
Right. Anyway, it got so...
Those days are gone.
It got so raucous at this Ryder Cup. I mean, the crowd that attended the Ryder Cup, I mean, they were just gross. It was just gross. It was a gross display of our new Americanism.
Well...
Truly. It was a gross display. They were loud. They had foul mouths. They threw stuff at the players and their spouses.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know Donnie's a big golf fan.
Right.
Are his people.
They had USA chants. I think they had Trump chants. I mean, of course. it was unbelievable. It was like, who are these people? You know what I mean?
Idiocracy is real.
Oh, who let them into our country club?
I honestly believe that Trump actually brought these animals out of the woodwork. I mean, people didn't act like that until he came into power.
Well, because now they can't.
People shouldn't act like that.
He acts like that, so they feel like they can act like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's sad.
Way to lead by example.
It's absolutely embarrassing. A couple of the players on the European team, Rory McIlroy, said, you know what, I may never play another tournament in America again. His wife got hit in the head with a water bottle.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know what I mean? It's...
What in the world?
I saw clips where the American fans were yelling at the European team so hard and saying such ridiculous things that the European players had to be restrained from going into the crowd and beating some ass. You know what I mean? I mean, truly, it was that bad.
Well, I mean, that's...
Welcome to America.
Yeah, this is America.
Yeah, so Debbie Dan Gray just texted that the Ryder Cup was a disgusting reflection of the USA attitude. And I agree. Where are we going? It's embarrassing.
What happened to decorum?
Well, one of the things, it's like, when I see stuff like this, it's like, God, I hope the rest of the world doesn't think we're all like that.
Yeah, but they do, though.
They do.
They probably do.
Because we're not like doing that. Anything to stop it.
Right. Anyway, it was bad. It was a bad scene. And anyway, I'm look, I I've always respected the game of golf. It's one of the things, when I was young, I was fairly athletic, but golf was one of those games that I just could not do.
I just could not do.
So I always had a lot of respect for it because I couldn't do it. But I always wanted to be that guy that could just go up to the course and, you know, tee off in front of people. Do you have any idea how hard it is to tee off in front of a group of people? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It is like the most pressure ever. Mm-hmm. It's like having 100 people watch you parallel park. It is that bad, dude. It is bad. Morality is lost. That's another thing from Debbie Dan Gray. She's absolutely right.
Yes.
Morality is lost. Oof. So anyway, that's that. Hey, here's something. Change.
And I'm sure it's the Democrats' fault.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Biden, absolutely.
That's showing the wokeness of
always
America.
Always is. It's always
Biden
it's always
and Obama a, specifically.
Yes.
I'm sure Obama was there, you know, whooping up the crowd, mm-hmm. getting them all worked up.
You know, the probably, way he does.
Probably running around topless. You know, waving a towel, you know, whooping them up, getting them all riled up. Mm-hmm. That's what he do. You know, that's that guy that used to be our best president.
He's wearing a tan suit.
He probably had the tan suit on, took the jacket off, was whipping it around, unbuttoned his shirt. Mm-hmm.
Was speaking.
Yeah.
Full sentences.
Had his birth certificate go, you want to see this? Here it is. Yeah.
Have some health care.
Have some health care.
Yeah.
Be good to your neighbor. You know, love each other. You know, all that stuff. All that ridiculous stuff.
Yeah,
that,
right.
All that nonsense. Stuff that would all rile that up a crowd.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Woke garbage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So my man, Gordon Sumner, you guys know who Gordon Sumner is?
I do not.
Gordon Sumner goes by the name Sting.
Oh.
From the Police.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He turned 74 years old, just the other day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Police song? Ty, you probably don't even have one.
I do.
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
They've got some good, they don't know how to end a song though. They kind of, every song, they do the thing where they just repeat the chorus 1,000 times until it fades away.
Yeah, right.
You got to learn how to end a song, man.
Yeah. Nip it.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song, Ty?
I guess the Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Okay, I wrote down three. That was my third. Don't stand Too Close to Me.
Roxanne
was my number one pick. And the other one is something probably I have always loved, Walking on the Moon.
Yeah.
Now, I know my buddy Paul, one of his favorites is Murder by Numbers, which is also a fantastic
song. That is a
song.
Good one.
I played it on the show one time for him, but it's almost like a 7-minute song. It's long, you know. I had to cut out some promos to work that in.
Right.
Joe B was not happy with me. I had to drop like 4 promos to work in Murder by Numbers. I don't know, man. I got to see the Police that wonderful week that I saw 3 concerts. And it was the Police. Okay. Then it was the Pretenders. And then it was David Bowie. And I mean, talk about the trifecta. What a week. And it was like one night you're at the Police, the next night you're at the Pretenders, the next night you're at David Bowie. And
like a good week.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. We were all teenagers, and Paul and Jenny were with me. And it was a good time. It was a really good time. We were driving back and forth to these venues from my dad's place in Ocean City, his condo in Ocean City. So we would go to the beach all day, you know, whatever we were doing. And then all of a sudden we're heading to the venue. Mm-hmm. Sting and Peter Gabriel concert was amazing. That's from Debbie Dan Gray. Yeah.
Oh, that would be a great combination.
A good Paul Hundley says, a good friend dismisses promos. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Ain't that the truth, brother? Yeah.
I'm curious, now that I know that Paul is listening.
Yeah.
Fire tonight? Yes or no?
It's probably it's probably fire weather up there.
Is it fire weather?
We're still in the...
We're still cooking.
Yeah, we're still in the low 90s here, but
It's cooled off.
And it's cooled off.
Yeah, every
it
once
has.
In a while, we get a glimpse of something that's like,
no.
Things are changing.
A little bit of a breeze.
And then you got the crotch rot again.
You get up in the morning and it's like, okay, I think I feel the change.
Yeah. No.
And you know, by midday,
10:30. By 10:30, it's already like, well,
never mind.
We got a couple more weeks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's something else. Sadly. Yesterday was the 8th anniversary of the passing of my musical hero, Tom Petty. He was 67 years old when he passed, which I found kind of interesting. I didn't realize that he was that old when he passed. I never would have thought that he was 67 years old when he passed. Yeah,
which means he would be 75.
Yeah, because his birthday is actually in, 9 days? No, his birthday is the 20th. So 17 days. His birthday's in 17 days. October 20th, he would be 75 years old.
That's amazing.
This year, right. Yeah. I've always said that, my top two, there you go. There's a good friend that dismisses. And then I'm seeing a picture of a fire pit and some knees down and some feet up to the fire pit.
Yay.
In the Hundley, on the
happy fall.
In the Hundley backyard, there.
Looks, I do miss great. Fall.
I do too.
It's real weather.
Real weather. Right. That's cool. Thanks, man.
Awesome.
Yep. And it looks like a good fire too.
Well, Paul's fires are always
I know.
The best.
No, look, come on. What doesn't he do good?
Right. Don't get me started about the competition.
My top two, I've always said, Ty, do you have let's say your top two bands?
Mm.
Who you? Okay, so let's think of it this way. My dad asked me one time, he said, okay, if you were going to be stranded on an island and you could only have one artist's music, who would you pick? Now listen, you're going to be playing it over and over again. You got to hope that they have a good catalog. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So forever.
Yeah.
For consistency, I would say either Black Sabbath or The Doors.
Mm. Ooh, two very good picks. Those are very good picks.
Yep.
Absolutely. Those are phenomenal picks. Those are really good.
I have a Doors Greatest Hits.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like 2 hours long. There's not a bad song on there.
No.
Phenomenal.
Not at
phenomenal.
All.
Phenomenal. The Doors really had something, man. They they had their own sound. You know what I mean? It was different, I think the Doors probably were like the first band to really bring in the keyboard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they made that keyboard work. It was really good.
Also, they're like, I don't know, they don't get enough credit for like kind of inventing punk rock. Like,
and Jim Morrison, I mean, he was weird, but I mean, he didn't suck. He was really good.
He did a lot of yelling for the time period.
Yeah, yes.
People weren't really sure what to do with that.
But he had a good voice though. You know, he had a good voice, good strong voice. My dad asked me that. It was like, who if you were stranded on an island, who would you pick? And I said. And it surprised him, and I said Tom Petty.
Yeah,
I said Tom Petty. And at that time, I think we've seen Tom Petty in concert like 5 times.
Yeah,
and I think at that time I had probably only seen him like twice. The beauty about Tom Petty is his catalog is huge.
Mm-hmm.
the beauty, another thing about Tom Petty is that when you go to his concert, he doesn't change it up. It's the way you love it.
That's the way he plays it, right?
That's the way he plays it. I cannot stand it when they change it up.
Right.
Cannot stand. Like the Counting Crows.
Love
the Counting Crows. I think they're genius. That August and Everything After album is probably one of my most favorite albums
ever.
We went to the concert and it was like, what is this?
Yeah.
It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, bad remix.
Ugh. Absolutely horrible. So anyway, what was I going to say? But anyway, so my top two, you said Black Sabbath and The Doors.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Stones, Tom Petty. Stones, Tom Petty. Stones is my British band. Tom Petty, my American band.
Yeah.
And you have British and American too.
Yep.
Do you have anything, Steph? Dolly Parton. And,
No. I was thinking about it. Counting Crows.
Yeah, for sure.
And now I can't remember the other one that I had. But I've always liked The Who.
Mm-hmm.
I like The Who.
The Who's great. I went through a real Who phase.
I did too.
I went through a big Who phase. And we got to actually see The Who at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival that year. And so that was nice. I didn't get to see all of their show because I was in the blues tent watching Robert Cray rip it up. Well, Robert Cray was like, what?
It's hard to limit.
Yeah.
But Bruce Springsteen.
Genesis, Police, Tom Petty, The Who. This is from Debbie Dan Gray. Yep.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my God, Led Zeppelin. That's a band that I wish I had gotten to see.
I don't know that I would want to be stuck with one. I'd want my old cassette carrier case.
If it was one, what would it be? Anyway, the reason I brought up Tom Petty's passing. It was his 8th anniversary of his passing yesterday.
Which is hard to believe. Oh, it's unbelievable, been 8 years.
Right? Yeah. Remember in our old studio at the old house, I had the picture of Tom Petty on the ceiling above me.
Yes.
So it's like when I needed some inspiration, I just look up the ceiling. It was Tom Petty. Right. Anyway, during the show, I play 3 songs on the show. And tonight, in Tom Petty's honor, I'm playing all 3. I'm playing Tom Petty songs. 2 of them are live covers, which are phenomenal. And the last one is an original Tom Petty song. And I hope you dig it. But Tom Petty is my guy, man. My guy. Anyway, so we're getting close. I don't know that we have enough time to cover all this. So, because we are at 28, where are we? We don't have enough time to cover this because I want to go into this thing because I will mention it. Also, sadly, renowned chimpanzee expert Jane Goodall passed away this week at the age of 91. But I want to talk about that a little bit more in depth. So to get through the next minute and a half, I'll just throw this out there, 6-7.
What?
What is that? I saw something about that.
You guys are not hip to the young lingo, man. 6-7. You know what it means? Absolutely nothing. But these dimwitted kids these days, they're walking around with all their slang. And one of them is 6-7. They're just out of the blue, just 6-7.
It's got to mean something.
It doesn't mean anything. Look it up. It says, you look it up on Google, what does 6-7 mean? And it says, it actually means nothing. It means nothing.
I wouldn't trust Google for that.
You need a young person.
Yeah. Skibbity.
You know what? It's Millie.
Look, he's got the Riz now.
Yeah.
I'm clocking it.
She's 6 going on 7. She's 6-7.
She's 6-7. Stevie Wonder. Paul says Stevie Wonder. And now, if Paul was stuck on an island, he could only listen to Stevie Wonder. Come on, man. See, I would have thought he would have said John Prine. Or, I see you over there by your fire. Stevie Wonder.
Or Broadway's who you greatest hits. He could sing along.
Right.
Paul doesn't need to take music.
No.
He can just sing himself.
He's got a whole catalog.
In
his bean. He's got it all there. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This is our first installment, and it's a live version. We played this song last week by the OG Ray Charles, but this is Tom Petty's version of I Got a Woman. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right. Well, that was Tom Petty with I Got a Woman, and I said earlier before that was his version of Ray Charles's I Got a Woman that we played on the show last week. What?
Who locally does that the best?
That song?
Yeah.
Have we heard somebody do that?
We have, and I can't think who it was.
Is it Damon?
That's what I was thinking.
Damon Fowler?
I'll have to look.
Have we heard somebody locally do it?
We have.
It's not Eddie. Is it Eddie?
Might be Eddie.
I could see Eddie doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, you know, every once in a while when I'm picking music, I'm up here and I'll be going through my catalog and stuff like that, and I'll hear a song, and sometimes I'll text Eddie and be like, man, I just came across this song. I think you guys would kill this, you know? And he's responded like twice. The last time he didn't respond at all. So it was like,
shove it, dude.
Leave me alone, fanboy.
I'm too cool for you.
I'm too cool for you.
Stay in your lane.
Leave me alone, radio boy.
Yeah, keep talking.
Just sends back. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Man, it hurts my feelings a little bit. It's okay. It is okay. So anyway, before the break, I said that also sadly, renowned chimpanzee expert Jane Goodall passed away this week, actually on Wednesday, 2 days ago. She was 91 years old. She devoted her life to chimpanzees. She worked with chimps for like 70 years.
Yes.
For like 70 years. Steph, we had a conversation last night, and I was remembering a story about this chimpanzee named Travis, who was owned by this lady who lived in Connecticut. Her friend came over, and Travis lost it and attacked this woman. Okay, so this is what I wrote down that I got offline. It says, Travis, a chimp, in 2009, Travis brutally attacked and mauled Charla Nash, the friend of Travis's owner, Sandra Harold, in Stamford, Connecticut. The attack left Nash with severe injuries, including the loss of her nose, hands, and eyes. Yikes. Right? Well. Travis was shot and killed by the responding police officer. Travis was a 14-year-old chimp. So, oof. You know what I mean? Listen, people that own animals other than cats and dogs.
Exotic
don't,
animals.
That own exotic animals, you're running that risk, right? So the conversation that we were having last night, you're spending 70 years of your life dedicated to being out there with the chimpanzee.
This is a total difference. I mean, Travis
was starting to become a problem, and I think she had him on like Adderall or something like that.
Right, but she had him as a domesticated pet.
Right, yeah.
You know, like we have dogs.
They're all cute and fun looking, but can you imagine?
Jane Goodall.
Yeah, she was out there in the jungle with him.
their environment.
Right, right. She was at their house.
Right.
You know. So I did. We were having the conversation, and I was like, my thought was Jane ever injured by? I mean, you gotta think. Have you ever seen the videos of the people that like raised like a lion cub?
Right.
Right. And then went away for a number of years and came back. And now the lion cub is a full-blown lion. And the lion recognizes that person and runs up to him. And you think, oh, my God, they're going to eat him. And then they just, they
hug him.
They hug him all up and lick him all up and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, sorry. How many times has something like that gone wrong? Well, so I looked it up. And it said Jane was brutally attacked once. She received broken ribs and had part of her thumb bitten off.
That'd
dealing.
That'd be enough for me.
Yes, that would be it.
Did
I'd be
it say
like,
when that happened?
Early on.
Okay.
Early on in her career. Early on. But my thing, I get attacked by a chimpanzee. I'm like, burn this forest down.
we're done with all this.
Let the logging begin.
Yeah.
A lot of room for condos out here.
We're going to move these chimpanzees into neighborhoods. we're going to move them out like we've done with the snakes and stuff. We're going to move them into residential neighborhoods. You're going to have chimpanzees. Chimpanzees, iguanas, and pythons in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I just listen. You see videos of people that own monkeys, and on TikTok, I get a lot of videos of people that own these super cute little monkeys, right?
Like little spider monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, what people don't realize is that all of these monkeys, even like the little spider monkeys, are so much stronger.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a chimpanzee is like 10 times stronger than a human, you know?
I mean, Oliver's strong.
Right.
You know?
Listen, it's fun.
30-pound French bulldog.
It's fun. They have a smile on them. They'll shake your hand. They'll give you a hug, and you're playing with them. But everybody has a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everybody has a bad day. And they said that the one that attacked Jane Goodall had just lost its mother.
Oh.
And she had taken it into the lab to try to console it and to check it because it was doing some personal harm to itself, right? So she took it into the lab or the tent, the lab tent out in the jungle. And it attacked her. It attacked her and, you know, broke some ribs and bit part of her thumb off. I mean, good Lord.
How much of the thumb?
Enough. You know, any part, and this was when I talked about this other situation where the chimp Travis. This was just a snippet of the 911 call. Listen to this.
He ripped her face off.
You can't really hear it.
You can't hear it.
He ripped her face off. He ripped her face off.
Well,
let's play it again.
He ripped her face off.
He ripped her face off. He ripped her face off. Ripped her face off.
Well,
I'm not coming.
You're going to have to handle that.
That's on you, babe.
In the 911 call, she thought her friend was already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
You know, she's like, he killed my friend. Come here with guns. Please bring guns.
Loss of her nose, hands, and eyes. Her eyes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get exotic pets, man.
No.
And don't bring me over if you got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not throw a party and go, hey, guess what?
I brought my monkey.
I don't know if I ever told you this.
You keep that at your house.
Yeah.
The story when Dad and I had all those properties, we had this fourplex. And we had this girl, and she had a Shar Pei dog that was the smelliest dog I ever smelled in my life. I mean, just horrific. But she also had an iguana, right?
Well,
that she just let walk loose in the apartment. So one day I get called over there, and I have to I'm doing something under the sink. Okay, I'm doing something under the sink because she had like a leak or something. So I've got half of my torso under the kitchen sink. Okay, the rest of my body is laying
disposal right. or something.
The rest of my body is laying out into the kitchen, which was not very wide. And I noticed that the dog bowl was to my left. Okay. I felt something crawl over me. And then I could hear something eating out of the dog bowl. I looked out of from under the sink and I see that it's the iguana. And I jumped up, freaked out, and it started trying to slap me with its tail. It was like, you better jump back, brother. I'm eating here. Yeah. But it walked over me mm-hmm. to get...
I mean, they're usually Lord. Pretty cool, man.
I don't think so. Mini dragons, man. They're just mini dragons. I don't like it. Don't like it. I did hear, and I think we talked about it last week or the week before, they have actually spotted iguanas now in St. Pete.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next will come the pythons.
Oh, we're getting iguana.
No.
Yeah.
Not while you're living here.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. No, sir.
Big one.
No, sir.
Komodo dragon.
Last time we were in Key West, there was one walking around the pool. Remember that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one walking around the pool.
He was big.
He was good size. He wasn't as big as this one that was shaking its tail at me. But it was good size.
Yeah. If he was on the boardwalk, yeah. I was not.
When I was a teenager one time, me and my buddy Chris went to this guy's house, and he had an apartment. I can't remember. It might have been Gene Taylor, but he was Gene Taylor, Mean Gene the Dancing Machine. He was sharing an apartment with somebody, and we went over to the apartment to party a little bit, and we're sitting on the couch. We're sitting on the couch, and we're doing whatever we're doing. And I look up at the sliding glass doors, and there was a curtain rod above it. And there was this huge iguana on the top of the curtain rod. And I was like, holy crap. You know, I was like, and I was like, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, I couldn't even believe it. You know, what are we doing, man? And it was either Gene or the roommate that said, oh, I didn't think you minded because you got one right at your feet and it's been there the whole time. And there was a coffee table, right? So I had my feet on the edge of the coffee table and I looked down. It was one of those coffee tables that had like a cabinet, a blank space in the cabinet.
Right.
And I looked down and there was this iguana right there, like right at my feet. And I was like, we got to go. There's way too much wildlife in this place.
I can't do it.
We've got to go. This is way before Jurassic Park. Way before. It was not no bueno. We got to go.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, it's a no. It's a no for me. Yeah, right. let's see. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-1 after a loss last Sunday to the undefeated. Reigning Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Bucs are in Seattle this weekend to face the Seahawks. It's kind of interesting. I don't know how often the Bucs play the Seahawks, but back in like 1975, 1976 is when both those teams, the Bucs and the Seahawks, were the expansion teams
right.
in the NFL. I can remember the very first game, they made a very big deal about airing both of those games that one Sunday. So the Bucs will be facing the Seahawks in Seattle this weekend. I can't believe that we're already week five.
I know.
In the NFL. Week five. I feel like it just started. Unbelievable.
Anyway, it'll be over before we know it.
Yeah, anyway, go Bucs. Something else that people are freaking out about. Ty, you know anything about Bad Bunny?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
I've not heard any of the music.
Well, right, me neither. But Bad Bunny has been chosen to play this year's Super Bowl halftime show, and the MAGA morons are losing their minds.
He's Puerto Rican.
Well, apparently, he sings.
He ain't American. He ain't American. Oh, yes, he is.
He's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican is a U.S. territory.
Well, he has been for a long time.
He don't even speak English. Well, yes, he does. But he does perform in Spanish. As a matter of fact, Bad Bunny is one of the biggest international stars. I mean, truly, Bad Bunny is huge internationally. I mean, like Taylor Swift, huge internationally. As a matter of fact, he's going to be hosting tomorrow night's 51st season opener of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, we got to try to see that.
Yeah, we do. He's going to be the host, and Doja Cat is going to be the musical guest, I guess. But the last time I saw Bad Bunny on Saturday Night Live, it was a hoot.
Yeah.
He's very, very good. But, you know, the MAGA morons, man, they can't wrap their heads around it. It's like,
well, I mean,
he don't even speak English. He ain't from America. We need Van Halen out there.
No, they want cool. Kid Rock.
We need Kid Rock up there. Ugh. I can't stand Kid Rock.
He looks like Dr. Phil with
dreadlocks.
He
looks like a human rat. He always looks greasy and dirty to me.
He always has.
Yeah, he's just a human rat. Yuck. And he's a huge Trumper. That doesn't help. So, let's see. Where are we at? Do we have enough time for this? We probably do. So, anyway, the generals gathered in their masses earlier this week. I think it was Tuesday. And
you should have captured that clip.
Well, I was going to play that song.
Listening to two dumbasses.
Oh, my God. You call them dumbasses. I call them morons. But same. Same, same. How crazy is this? Pete Hegseth, prior to Tuesday, ordered 800 generals and their immediate staff to show up to Quantico. First of all, how crazy is that? Now, all of a sudden, and you didn't do it in secret.
No, you told everyone.
We knew all about it. So all the world knew that our mightiest generals and all that were going to be in one place at the same time.
And we have so many friends around the world.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I mean, how stupid is that? Anyway, so have you seen the clips from this thing?
It's amazing.
It's amazing in a way that it's sad and pathetic.
I look forward to seeing it on the History Channel in like 30 years.
And embarrassing. Truly. Right. Pete Hegseth is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Is a joke. What I loved is that these military heroes, you don't get to become a general, a four-star general, overnight. You've been there. You've been through some stuff. You know what I mean? And here's this douchebag trying to tell them how to be military.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Unbelievable. Unbelievable to me. I was so embarrassed. I felt so bad for all of those people sitting in the audience. What I loved about them is that they were all so stoic. They didn't, nothing. They ain't giving them
No reaction.
No reaction. Even whatsoever. Trump came on. This is the quietest room I've ever walked in on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Good. Zero. Hegseth kept trying to, you know, fire up the crowd with these little zingers, and they just sat there looking at him like, punk.
This could have been an email.
You punk.
Yeah, right.
They all just think he's a punk, and they think Trump's a punk too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing. They're going to talk about standards. We don't want any more beards. We want haircuts. We want this. Trump is slathered in orange paint, yeah. And Pete Hegseth, when he took the job, had the office next to him and turned it into a makeup room for him. A makeup room for him.
Mm-hmm.
So here's these two weasels on stage, covered in makeup, talking to these war heroes.
About what it takes to be a man.
What it takes to be military. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, can you imagine? And the thing is, you know, all these guys are in contact with each other. Can you imagine the phone calls afterwards?
The group chat was wild.
Oh, my God. I love and respect how the restraint, restraint, because I would be like Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. I would stand up and go, "You can't handle the truth." You know what I'm saying? Come here, little boy. Come here, little boy. And you, fatso, why don't you go get a cheeseburger? You know, thanks for bringing us all here. You know, just unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. It's the most embarrassing thing that I've seen so far during this presidency. It's you do not attack the military. I don't know how they thought that they had the balls big enough to go after the military. If they think that they got the military on their side, they are wrong. The military will not side with them. Talking about making Chicago a training ground to fight citizens. To fight citizens.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's beyond unbelievable. It's reprehensible. It is it's unimaginable how bad this was. It's
un-American.
Very.
Yes. Yes, to have these two knuckleheads that know nothing about nothing, to come out and try to school these 30-year veterans that have been in combat, you know what I mean, that have actually done something for the country.
Right.
To try to school them just blows my mind. I felt so bad for them. I was so embarrassed for America. It was... And you know the rest of the world, they start to fat shame him.
Wait, yeah, okay.
Donald Trump's going to fat shame anybody?
The rotting pumpkin clown?
Excuse me. No more gravy seals. That was one of the things he said.
Oh.
No more beardos. Apparently, I mean, when I was in the military, you weren't allowed to have any facial hair other than just a real slight mustache, and you had to keep that thing tight. You know what I mean? But you know, now things have changed. They've loosened up on the tattoos and stuff like that.
Well, because recruitment is so low.
Right.
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 This is definitely.
Oh, this will help. This will help.
Yeah.
This will help. Yeah. Oh, talking about. In boot camp now, we're going to allow the drill instructors to put hands on the recruits again. And to, you know, listen, when I was in, they weren't allowed to touch us. They could get in our face and scream at us, but they were not allowed to touch us, which was, I can remember coming out of boot camp and running into some Vietnam era Marines and stuff like that saying, "Oh, you guys are a bunch of pussies because it wasn't, you know, it was nothing like what it was when I was there. Da, 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 da. They used to beat us up and da, da, da." Well, yeah, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that. That makes sense.
Look how well adjusted you are.
Look how well adjusted you are.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that
go
worked.
Get your shine box.
Yeah. I mean, just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Oof. That was, you know, the whole, you know, 800 generals was like this big, you know, this big secret meeting. And we speculated last week, what could it be about? Are we going to go to war with somebody? Is it about 3-Eye Atlas? Is it about, you know, whatever? And it turns out that
it's just a big loyalty test.
Yeah, it was a big Trump rally.
These two knuckleheads were going to try to convince these, you know, 30-year war veterans how to be military.
Mm-hmm. How to be men.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I loved the fact that they just sat there and were like, okay.
What is this?
Okay. Yeah, keep talking.
Okay.
Infomercial.
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, are we supposed to buy something?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, Trump wheels out not gold sneakers, but gold combat boots.
Yeah.
Hey, and at the end of the program, you can come up on stage and buy some of my new gold combat boots.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
It's pretty very bad.
It's you have to wonder what in the hell is going on.
Right.
What in the hell is going ending. On? And the thing is why hasn't anything been done about it yet? It's like, what are we waiting for? What is, there's got to be somebody out there. There's got to be a commission, somebody out there that's like, nope. That's it. Well, you stepped over the line. That was it. That is as far as you're going to go. Yeah, we are done. We are done with this nonsense.
We don't have that.
No, we don't have that. And the government shut down.
The government shut down, right.
Let's not forget to mention
and
that.
And what are we, three, 4 days in? How long would the government be shut down?
I doubt it'll ever come back.
Why do you suppose the government shut down? The Republicans are blaming it on the Democrats.
Of course. Joe Biden.
But the Democrats don't have any say in the matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they Republicans have the majority.
They own all of it. They own all of it. You know, they shut it down. The reason they shut it down is because they're still, and don't forget that the Epstein files are still out there.
Yep, they refuse they're still to swear in that one lady.
They're still trying to protect daddy, and it's infuriating.
Mm-hmm. It's infuriating.
It is infuriating.
We blew up another fishing boat today.
Oh, we did.
Perfect.
Yep.
Was that four, five?
Yep, four.
Four.
Nice. Great. Thank God.
On a roll.
Yeah, we're doing real good.
And I feel safer every day.
Going to war with Venezuela. Because they have oil.
Oof.
And fish, apparently.
And fish.
Yeah. Anyway.
Very flammable boats.
Well, everything's flammable when you get hit by missiles. It's hard to not be flammable when you get lit up. Okay, anyway, folks, we are there. We're at our halfway point, and we need to take a break. And when we take this break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos. And these promos are of shows that please do yourself a favor and check them out. They're just short little promos. A lot of them are like 30 seconds, that kind of thing. But it tells you about all of the wonderful programming that is on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM. These shows come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check it out. And then after the promos run, I've got another fantastic Tom Petty song. It's live. It's a cover. I'll talk about it after. But it's the name of the song is I'm Crying. It's fantastic. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, well, that was another live ditty by my man Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And I haven't mentioned that earlier. I always just say Tom Petty, but it's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. One of the things I find interesting is that Tom Petty's lead guitarist, Mike Campbell, was just in town recently with his band called the Dirty Knobs.
No.
What now?
Dirty Knobs. Anyway.
And on that note, we're back.
Right. We're back, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. 727-804-5891 is the number to text.
Yes.
There you go. We've gotten quite a few texts this evening, and I always appreciate the text. One of the texts that I didn't see until the break was one from Debbie Dan Gray, because remember when I said 6'7"?
Right.
She said, does that replace 69?
Oh.
Take it easy, dirty girl. Stay in your lane. This is a family show.
Right.
8647.
Yeah, 8647. Nice. I got you. I hear you. Anyway, that song I'm Crying that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers did was originally done by the Animals.
Ah.
Yeah. I think it was Tom Burton and the Tom Burton and the Animals. Maybe that's not accurate, but I think there's a Burton in there somewhere. might be Tim Burton. No, Tim Burton's the director. I think it was Tom Burton. Somebody, there's a Burton in there somewhere.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, anyway, by the animals.
The animals were great.
Were they? Well, they had that song. That's the only one that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm probably aware of a lot more. I just, you don't hear them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Well, and you don't associate.
It's one of those things that they have not been around for a long time. Like the animals. I mean, think about this. Think about the resurrection that came about when MTV came out in 1981.
Right.
Right? Okay, so there were so many bands, The Who, The Stones, Led Zeppelin, so many bands that had been big in the 60s and in the 70s, right? And now all of a sudden, things are changing, right? They're not as popular anymore, okay? MTV comes out and they start making videos. Now these dudes are filling stadiums again, mm-hmm. You know? It's crazy. But I don't remember any sort of big come up from the animals. I don't remember a single animals video.
They were broke.
I guess. I think they all broke up and went to different bands. You know what I mean?
Well, that very well could be.
Tim Burton. Burden. Was it? It's Burden. Right. Hold on. Dad just... Hold on. Hold on. It's Burden. Right. The original... Eric Burden. Eric... Not Burton. Burden. Eric Burden. Yeah. Okay, I knew it was something like that. Thanks, Dad. That's a good hookup there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Eric Burden, right? So anyway, yeah, but that's, you know, the animals are not one of the bands that were resurrected.
In the MTV.
The era. Animals weren't resurrected. Cream wasn't resurrected. The Kinks were trying to think of some of those other British invasion bands that they'd already broken up and become other bands.
Bands and yeah. Moved on. I mean,
you're talking about Eric Clapton was in one of those bands and Jeff Beck. They were all in those bands.
And at that point in time.
Right.
They were at a different stage of their career.
Right.
So that's
and they're,
what...
And now they're all doing different things. So.
That's what launched on MTV rather than the resurrection of... Right.
But can you imagine being a rock band that was hugely popular in the 60s and in 70s, and now all of a sudden your flower's starting to wilt... And then all of a sudden, MTV comes around and they're like, hey, you guys ever think about making videos?
What? About another lost band
that
didn't resurrect, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Right. Did you ever see a video of Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No, but I loved them.
Mm-hmm. Doo-doo-doo, chick-boom, doo-doo-boom, chick-boom.
That's
right?
Very good.
I know.
Look at you.
Put on my dancing shoes,
I
baby.
Guess.
Right.
But anyway. Yeah, no, I never saw a video of Casey and the Sunshine.
No,
Band.
There was a lot of them. There was a lot of them that got lost in the shuffle. But some of the bands just didn't exist anymore,
Right.
I mean, I don't remember seeing any videos of Mountain.
Yeah.
You know? Creedence. I think Creedence snuck in there a little bit. A little bit. Not a lot. Of course, the Doors were gone because Jim was already gone.
But they had video. The Doors were on MTV.
What's one of your favorite MTV videos?
Oh. Mm. Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, man.
Don't come around here
no more. The Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I can remember what a big deal it was when Michael Jackson's Thriller was going to come out. I mean, everybody, you were somewhere, you had to be home.
Oh.
Or in front of a TV to see the
We had a school dance that night.
Right.
that was supposed to go until,
right,
you know, whatever time. What time did it launch? I don't remember.
I feel like it was like 8 o'clock. It was on a Friday night, and it was before we were getting ready to go out. I remember that.
Well, our school dance,
right,
we went,
mm-hmm,
and everybody left.
I watched it in Chris Allenson's living room.
I watched it, mm-hmm, at Beth Tishkoff's house.
It's one of those things. Where it's like the Kennedy assassination. You know where you were when the Michael Jackson Thriller came out.
Yes, when that when you video had to see launched. It, right?
That's how crazy that was. But MTV was the bomb, man.
I loved MTV.
MTV, you know how I am. I'm never late for anything. Okay. I lost a job at Best Products because I was always like 2 minutes late, and the new manager said, "You're not allowed to be 2 minutes late ever again." And I was like, okay.
Whatever, dude.
Right. And so I'm watching MTV waiting for my video to come up, you know, and decided, well, I gotta go. And I came in again 2 minutes late. And they fired me. I was like, he said, I told you, you can't be late anymore. I was like, all right, well, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm like,
this wasn't a career.
Yeah, right. I'm 17, dude. You know what I mean? This wasn't going to be my end all be all. You know?
Maybe it is for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have the same dedication.
Right. I'm not on the same team, brother. So let's see. We talked about the government shutdown, and I don't really know a whole lot about it other than that it's shut down and it affects a lot of people. And I feel sorry for those people, especially that had government jobs. I think I saw somewhere that like 800,000 people have basically been furloughed.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get paid during this whole shutdown. One of the things that I think really sucks, but also I kind of appreciate that they're doing their thing, is like people that work for air traffic control and TSA and that kind of thing, they have to work, but they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks for them, for sure, you know?
Well, the TSA and a few other places have blamed the radical left for the shutdown.
Oh, of course. Well, it's those, yeah, the radical left liberals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are people that are so tone deaf, right? So at work, apparently last weekend, we have all these Muscovy ducks that just roam around the property,
mm-hmm,
right? And apparently last Saturday, there was a group of people out, like, you know, hanging out in front of their garages and stuff like that in the neighborhood. And all of a sudden they heard a shot fired. And then they saw a Muscovy duck just explode.
What?
Boom. Somebody shot a duck. Nobody has any idea who shot the duck, where the shot came from.
You can't do that.
No. No. But, I mean, the police were called. There's a whole police report, everything. It's like, what in the hell happened, right? So I heard this today, you know, that this happened. And I went to my boss. I said, do you know that there was a duck shot on the property? And he goes, oh, yeah, there's a whole police report and da-da-da. And he goes, oh, and he says, oh, yeah. And all the liberals are really upset about it. And I was like,
oh,
how do you say that?
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
How do you say that? This is my boss. All the liberals are really upset about it. It's like,
you can't just shooting ducks in public, dude.
right.
You can't and be were, shooting guns and there off
were,
in
and
public.
There were people nearby, you know. Somebody shot from somewhere and killed a duck in broad daylight, you know.
This isn't going to end well.
It's like, what? And nobody has any idea where the shot came from. You know, but my boss, oh, well, the liberals are going crazy over it.
Right.
It more than likely came from somewhere on the property.
Did Probably. He do it?
I doubt it. No, he didn't seem like a gun guy, but who knows? Maybe he is.
Well, when did it happen?
Like last Saturday.
Oh, so it was the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people are out, you know, neighbors are out talking, you know, they're out in front of their garages and stuff like that, you know. And all of a sudden, people, they said they heard the pop, and then they saw this duck explode. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Is that what we're doing now? We're just going to be shooting guns in public?
But yeah. Nobody knows where the shot came from. Hmm. You know, who knows? Crazy. Crazy.
Damn liberals.
Yeah, right?
Damn liberals.
You know, they're the ones walking around open carry.
Yeah. Right. I haven't seen anybody open carry yet. Have you?
No, not yet.
I have not.
I'm assuming that's coming. That's
probably here soon.
Will be soon.
As the shutdown continues.
But I have also not been essentially out in public.
That's right. For the best.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
probably not a bad idea.
Agreed.
Cover.
Oh, which reminds me, I need to place my Walmart delivery order.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to go there and see people walking around with guns.
Going back to music a little bit, we mentioned either last week or the week before that the Rolling Stones are releasing their Black and Blue album. And it's going to be like a, I don't know, 4-album set or whatever it is. But I saw a picture or a video online, and I've never seen this before. These are liquid vinyl albums.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, they're
what
real
is
neat.
That?
Hold on.
Like they're hollow. They put like, I don't know, like lava lamp kind of stuff in there or something.
Oh, cool. So it wavy gravies mm-hmm. as it's
yeah,
spins.
So, right. So, yeah, it's like a lava lamp kind of. I've never seen anything like that. I was like, how cool is that? I remember the first time I saw an album that was anything but black.
Oh,
I was
right.
like, God damn.
That's pretty cool.
Gotta get me one of those.
I need that blue album.
Now all of a sudden they got liquid in the middle. You know, lava lamp stuff. Yeah. I was talking to Dad earlier today and I was telling him, he said, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm at work. And I had to, these knuckleheads at work, they were doing the fencing job, right? And they ordered a whole pallet of concrete, right? So there's this pallet of probably 20 bags of concrete, 60-pound bags of concrete. They left them out in the rain.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, guess what happened?
They turned to concrete.
They all turned to stone.
Good job.
Hey, now you have riprap.
Right. So one of the things I was doing today, I moved with my back in its gentle state. I moved about 9 of those things to the dumpster, and then I was like, man, this dumpster's on wheels, and I don't want to make this thing so heavy that the trash guy can't move the dumpster.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to move 9 of them. That's all. I'm over it anyway. And they were, oh my, and they were covered in ants.
Oh.
Not fire ants, but just those little crazy ants. So you pick one up and they're like all over your hand. I mean, just, you know, if you're squeamish, you'd be like, yeah, but I was cool.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody's buying that.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, Dad said it's probably the same knucklehead that left the concrete out in the rain that shot the duck. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
I know
those two knuckleheads, and I don't think they have it in them. But there are some other suspects on the property that I've got in mind. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you, brother. I see you.
It's a good thing you weren't there when the police came.
Oh, they would have thought it was me?
No, because they would have asked you who you thought.
Oh. Well, the thing is, we have a police officer that lives there on the property, and he was the first one to respond, right? Mm. And then they brought in, and listen to this. So then they brought in another person from the police department, and they said, well, there's not a whole lot we can do, and, you know, it's duck hunting season. That's the cop's response. And everybody there.
No, so he did it.
Everybody there. The liberals were like, how dare you say that? Yeah. Anyway. Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
great
folks,
world we're living in.
It's only getting better.
You know, shenanigans and golf, killing things and broad daylight.
America.
Right.
America.
America. Anyway, folks, I'm about to play another Tom Petty song because we're already there. We're going to do that, and then this will lead into our fourth and final segment of the show. After this song, you're going to have to pay attention because it goes fast. We'll be right back. All right. Well, that was our third and final ditty by Tom Petty in the Heartbreakers. That was Rockin' Around With You. I've always liked that one. It's short and sweet, and it says what it says. Anyway, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to text. Yeah. If you want to, it's really way too late to call at this point.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. But we have gotten a good texting response this evening, and I always love that. It makes me feel like there are actually people listening, and
there are people listening.
Yeah, that helps, and I love that. I love the response. Let's see.
They're listening, not doing math like me.
Right. Yeah. One of the things, a story I heard earlier today, I'm not a. What did I just do it? I just had it right here in front of me. Oh, here it is. here we All go. Right.
This is what I deal with every day.
Right. So I saw this thing earlier this week, and one of my least favorite things on earth, not on earth, but I mean least favorite things, is I'm not a big foot person. You know what I mean? There are people that have like really nice feet. You know what I mean? But then there's also a lot of people that just have really busted looking feet, you know, and I saw this story, and it's talking about more companies are adopting a no shoes in the workplace policy. Ooh. And I'm like, no. And what I immediately thought of is when I was in the Marine Corps, and when we first started dating, Steph, I was in the barracks, right?
Right.
And I shared a room with these two knuckleheads. One was from North Dakota. The other one was from South Dakota, right? The one from South Dakota, his name was Mark as well.
Okay.
And he was on the Mensa scale. He was like genius smart, but the dumbest dude you've ever met in your life.
Couldn't find his way out of a paper bag. Anyway, I remember him.
Anyway, so... We had three bunks in that room, all right? I had the bottom bunk, okay? Super genius Mark had the top bunk. And Kyle...
I remember Kyle.
...had the other bunk, okay, over against the wall, right? Well, super genius Mark had the smelliest feet I've ever seen in my life. He would take off his boots, and it would stink up the whole room. I said, dude, you can't leave these boots in this room. It's unbelievable. And then I saw how he got on the top bunk. And he stepped on my bed to get on the top bunk by where my pillow was. And I said, this ends today. We are not doing that. And I think that's when I started spending the night with you at your house, Steph. Because it was like, I can't deal with these dudes.
I will sleep on your couch.
But I just can't imagine. I mean, a lot of people have feet issues, you know? And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm more concerned about what your feet look like, but I'm more concerned about what they smell like.
I have
dromedrosis.
Yeah.
Dromedrosis, exactly.
I have smelly
stink
feet.
Foot.
Yeah, stink foot. That's a great... Frank Zappa song. I don't know. I just don't know how comfortable I would be in a workplace where everybody was barefoot. Now, we're doing this show right now. I'm barefoot.
We're all barefoot. Yeah.
We're all barefoot. We have now adopted the workplace policy. We're all barefoot in the studio.
Barefoot.
It's too hot not to, man.
Barefoot cuts down on the funk.
I would usually have my Crocs on, but, you know, I mean, I've gotten to the point now where I come home, you know, in the afternoon and I kick off my sneaks and my socks and I'm just laying them out there. I'm laying them out there to cool off. And
look how woke we are.
Whatever. And
I
should wear something with some sort of arch support because I'm the most flat-footed person you've ever seen in your life.
Yes, that is true.
They almost curve up.
Almost. I mean, my arches have fallen. I mean, they are done.
It looks bad.
Yeah, they are like...
You've got like dead people feet.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ty.
You're welcome. I'm concerned about you.
I still get around, though. Still get
he
around.
Gets around.
I get around. Anyway, I don't know about that workplace with everybody no shoes.
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad idea.
I can't like smell. It. Don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right. But also, if your feet are free and open, mm-hmm. they don't get smelly.
Yeah, right. You got to have some air around them.
You know, mm-hmm. so...
These dogs have been cooking all day.
Yeah, yeah
mine
right.
too. I had socks and shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Something I saw that a lot of people in Hollywood are really disturbed about. There's a movie out with this AI actress. Have
yeah,
you heard
I don't
about
like
this?
That. That's not cool.
Tilly Norwood.
Mm-hmm.
She's not bad looking, and she's young. And the thing is,
well,
she's
not real.
No, she's not real. But I mean, if you watch what she's in, she looks real. She looks like a real person.
I don't like that.
Right. And there's a, hold on. There's a lot of actresses and actors out there. It's like, is this what we're becoming?
Yeah,
because guess what?
End.
Guess what? You don't have to pay them.
Yep.
This is the end. Right. So Tilly Norwood is an AI actress. Look her up. Go to your Google box. Tilly Norwood. I mean, she's a very attractive young girl. And guess what? They can age her any way they want. They can do anything they
change
want with her.
Change her hair color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Don't
that's
like
that's
it.
The end of real actors and actresses.
Yep.
You know.
She won't make it in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the only place she won't make it. So now, will there be a big
theater resurgence?
Right.
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden,
you know. You know what? Maybe that's part of the evolution.
Now all of a sudden Tom Cruise is doing Broadway and you know everybody's now they're going back to you know to Broadway.
He won't do Broadway. The stages aren't big enough for him to run.
I don't know, he's pretty short.
He's got to sprint everywhere he's going.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He could start from the back of the house.
It's interesting though that this thing, look it up folks, cuz it's very interesting. Tilly Norwood, T I L L Y Norwood, N-O-R-W-O-O-D, very attractive young girl.
We do not want,
but
AI
she's not real. She is not real.
Over.
That is not a real person. So this is something that a lot of actors in Hollywood are very concerned about. It's like, what are we doing here, folks?
Well, she's a clanker.
It's like AI art. AI
oh, what were you talking?
Music.
We were talking about this, right?
It's like, don't take away.
Yeah, don't take away the real genius. Don't take away the genius. Don't
you know,
take away the genius.
Let AI do the bills. And...
Yeah, they've got the robots doing the cool human things.
Yeah, let the robots run the cameras. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Let them do that. Let's not let them take away the genius of humans.
Well, they don't right. want you to be genius. They
no.
want you to obey.
Yes.
Consume. Mm.
Damn it. Hate it.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. What you guys don't know is that I'm actually AI over here.
I wondered that.
The show seemed like it was going along a little bit smoother than usual.
Ty hasn't rang the bell yet.
No glitches, right?
No glitches. You're funny.
Have you, oh my God, have you guys seen the pictures of Donnie's parents?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
He looks just like his mom.
Oh, my God. Good.
And
then, what about that cyclone hairdo that she's got? It's like,
his
what
dad,
is happening?
His dad looks like you took like a full head Halloween mask, like a rubber one.
And took his jaw out or something.
And you put it on over a motorcycle helmet.
I mean, talk about two characters for scary movies. Good Lord. And the son, have you seen Baron? Mm-hmm. He's Dracula.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, the parents, they're...
The parents are like, whew.
Ghoulish.
That mother is like... That's like every wicked mother in every bad movie you've ever seen.
He looks just like her.
He does. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's bad. We talked about that. What else we have? Shut down. What we did that. All right. Hold on. We're running out of time here. Okay. Here's something we can do. Everybody loves bears. And bears have been in all of our media, movies, and shows and stuff like that throughout our lives. Top 10 bear characters.
Yogi.
Okay. Yogi comes in on this top 10.
Winnie the Pooh.
Four.
Oh.
Yogi the Bear. Yogi the Bear is number four. Winnie the Pooh.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. I mean, he's the man.
Who else?
Paddington,
number two.
I know my bears. Fozzie.
Fozzie is not on the list. I think Fozzie was like 11 or 12.
What about Corduroy?
Corduroy
is not on the list.
No?
No, probably on the list, but not in the top 10. I got Winnie the Pooh, number one. Paddington, number two. Think about Jungle Book. Baloo.
Right.
Baloo and I have been friends ever since I was a little boy. Jungle Book, Baloo, right? Yogi Bear, number four. Care Bears, number five.
No. I'm sorry.
Well, they're number five on the list. Rupert Bear. I don't know anybody. I don't know Rupert Bear at all. Smokey. Smokey Bear, number seven. I remember as a kid... we would go on field trips to the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., and they actually had Smokey the Bear there.
Yes. Smokey the Bear was at every zoo.
What about this one? This one's not cartoon. How about General Ben? You guys don't know General Ben? You never watched that show as a kid?
No.
Oh, General Ben. I bet there's people out there that know General Ben. General Ben was great. These ones I don't know. Kenai and Coda.
Are they panda bears?
I have no idea. And this, the last one, number 10, Little Bear from Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Little Bear. Yeah, so those are the top 10 bear characters. And all those other ones that you listed, I'm sure were on the list, but they weren't in the top 10. So.
Well, they should have been.
They should have been.
They didn't ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's something. I saw something that said a new poll shows that Americans get scammed by scammers more than anyone else in the world.
I mean, yes. Yeah. We got a scammer as a president.
That's our economy.
Yeah.
You're not making it scamming.
Think
somebody.
About how many scam likely calls you get every day. You know what I mean?
And nothing's being done to stop it.
Think about all the people, all the older people that have been scammed. I hate hearing the stories about the people that will do the scam where it's like, Grandma, I'm in Mexico. They locked me up, and they're not going to release me unless you send them $5,000. And Grandma's like, the kid on the phone goes, please don't tell Mom and Dad.
Right.
And Grandma's like, gotcha. So Grandma sends $5,000 to these scammers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well,
and
no.
It happens all the time.
Grandma accesses her bank account.
Right.
And they wipe it out.
Yeah.
They don't take $5,000. Right. They take it all.
Mm-hmm. America.
God I mean, really, but, America. You know, we need to deploy national guard because people are being nice.
Oh, my God. Here's something. This just happened yesterday. Are you allowed to pass an ambulance or any sort of emergency vehicle if they have their lights on? Are you allowed to pass them?
I don't think so.
You're supposed to pull over.
Well, no. I mean, if they've already passed you, okay, and now you're back on the road, right? Yeah, you're back going. Are you allowed to pass them?
No.
I mean, they should be going pretty fast.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought too, right? So yesterday, I'm on my way home, and it was on 102nd. So I come off of
Hamlin,
and turn on 102nd, and there's this ambulance. And the ambulance is going up the road, and it's got its lights on. And I turn the corner, and now all of a sudden, I got to pee. You know, and I still got a ways to go. I should have peed before I left.
Yeah.
And so I'm going.
Notes for next time.
Right. So I'm going up the road, and this ambulance has the lights on, and they're in the left lane, and I'm in the right lane, but I'm, like, catching up to it, and I'm like, why aren't you going fast? Is it not a medical emergency? I mean, what are you? I've got an emergency here. I need to get home. You know, I got to pee. I didn't pass him, but it was like, is it illegal to pass an emergency vehicle? It's like, I couldn't believe how slow they were going.
Maybe they were trying to find an address.
I don't know.
They forgot they had the light on.
Yeah, that's almost, I thought that ran through my mind. It's like, do they not know that they have the lights on? Because they were just
driving.
Right. And people were pulling over because they saw them coming. But I'm like right behind them. And they're like, well, I'm like, are you kidding? This is as fast as you're going to go?
I have seen too many times where... Excuse me. They get impatient at a light.
Oh, yo. He went right through the light.
And they'll
he went right through the lights because he had his lights on. So he didn't forget that he had his lights on.
He knew he had them on.
He went through the lights, but he was in no hurry to get anywhere.
He needed to clock out.
I was so thankful that he went straight through the light at Oakhurst. So I could turn. I was like, can I pass this dude? I got to go. You know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
You're not supposed to, but they're not supposed to do that either.
I saw this other story, and it said, and I think it's pretty smart, there's a lot of adults that are now starting to order Happy Meals or off the kids' menu.
Absolutely.
First of all, to save money and to have smaller portions.
Portion.
Right?
And you get a toy.
And you get a toy. And you get a toy.
For me, it's portion.
Right.
You know, I...
Yeah, why pay for the whole thing?
I'm not going to eat it really, all.
You can... Is the cheeseburger that you get in a Happy Meal any smaller than the one that you get in a regular meal? It's not. Are the chicken nuggets... You might get fewer chicken nuggets.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably right. Well, and you can train yourself. You can train yourself to eat smaller portions.
Right. Smaller amount of fries.
I don't think it's a dumb thing. I think it's pretty smart. So apparently that's a trend now where people are ordering Happy Meals and off the kids' menu.
I'm hoping that restaurants will pay attention.
Debbie Dan Gray says kids' meal at movie theater. Yeah. Well, because, look, everything in a movie theater is, like, exorbitant.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I also hope restaurants pay attention. Mm. Not everyone wants, you know, the 5-pound burger.
Right.
A quarter pounder is good. You know, I don't need to be a glutton.
Popcorn, small drink, and gummy bears.
There you go.
Debbie Dan Gray, man. She's got to figure it out.
Oh.
The only thing she didn't add in there, snow caps.
I was going to say.
Throw your snow caps in the popcorn.
In the popcorn.
Now you got something going. Now you got something going.
But see, I was raised well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where are we at? We're getting close. We are getting close. I was going to talk about Halloween, but we can do that because we're close to Halloween, but we're not that close to Halloween, so we're not going to do that.
Are you kidding? But, Christmas is already out right. at Home Depot.
But I did want to say that we started watching this show called Wayward. It's about this Tall Pines Academy. It's the star is Toni Collette. It's a little funky, but it's actually very good. It's good.
You gonna watch the Ed Gein thing?
I do want to watch
that's
that
out today.
I don't know if Mom wants to watch that, but I will watch the Ed Gein thing. Ed Gein was like the OG cannibal man.
Oh, was he? He was the serial killer.
He was
clown?
Like the OG. No. Ed Gein was the OG cannibal from like Wisconsin or Minnesota or something like that.
That's what Silence of the Lambs.
Like
a few other things were based on.
Yeah, you're probably not going to dig it, but I'd like to see.
Well, I like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, but this is going to be like more. I think it's more of a documentary. Is it going to be movie form?
I think it's a movie.
All right, if it's movie form, she'll probably dig it. But if it's documentary where it's like, you know, real life stuff, she'd probably be like.
Speaking of movie form, Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
What was the name of that movie?
Into the Mist. The monkey movie.
The monkey movie.
Was it Into the Mist?
Something like that.
I don't know. We saw it at the drive-in theater.
Yeah.
When it first came out.
Mm-hmm. I got to do these quotes. Ready?
Yes.
The first one says, "Music is probably the only real magic I have encountered in my life."
True. Yeah.
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
This one says, "You cannot share your life with a dog and not know perfectly well that animals have personalities, minds, and feelings."
Yes.
Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one says, "Only a treasonous fascist would call Antifa or anti-fascism, Antifa, a terrorist organization."
Yeah.
Right?
It's in the name, bud.
That's kind of there.
Right. But they're calling it like a whole organization.
Yeah.
They don't realize that the two first world wars were Antifa.
Yeah. Right?
This one says, "The folks who know the truth..." Hold on. Let me collect myself. The folks that, who know the truth aren't talking. The ones who don't have a clue, you can't shut them up.
Yeah.
And that came from Tom Waits. I like Tom Waits.
You got to play more of his music.
I do. I just went on his, I'm on his page on Facebook now, so I get these quotes. This one says, "Just so we're clear, Americans are grossly underreacting to what is happening in America right now."
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this on a hat, and I loved it. And it says, "Humankind, be both."
Ah.
Yeah.
Humankind, be both.
Love that.
I do, too. I thought that was a great thing. I was like, we can make hats.
We can do that.
We can make hats.
We can put that on a shirt.
We can do all kinds of.
We can make all kinds of magic. Mm. Not musical like Ty.
Right.
Our skill set is a little different.
A little different. All right, Steph, what do you got? End of the show.
I can't believe it's October.
Right.
Yeah.
Still hot.
It is still hot. But I feel like the winds are changing.
It's coming.
It is coming.
We're close.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for listening.
Yep. What about you, kid?
Stay safe. It's going to get weird.
It is going to get weird. It gets weirder every day. Truly, it gets weirder every day. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss your mom, Duchess. It's about that time, sweetheart. I want to say thank you to everybody that plays along by texting us, Debbie, Dad, Paul.
Yes.
Who else texted? If you texted tonight and I forgot you texted, thank you.
Thank you.
Truly, it means a lot.
And thanks, Paul, for the fire.
Yeah, the picture of the fire. I mean, that's,
the
come on.
Feet pics.
Yeah. Yeah, we love your feet pics. Right.
Hold on, I'll show you mine in a few minutes. Yeah.
Anyway, folks, that's it. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Be safe, be cool, and we'll see you next week.
That's all, folks. That kind of